From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Communities in parts of Wisconsin and Minnesota are bracing for more flooding today as another wave of rainstorms sweep through the region. Flash flood warnings were posted this morning. In Pine Island, Minnesota, Mary Vaseth told KSTP-TV the crops on her farm are probably a total loss.
In the cornfield across the road, I'm seeing maybe 1 to 2 feet of the top of the corn and the rest of it's underwater.
And the chief deputy of the sheriff's office in the community, Scott McNerland, says it's hard to know which roads are dangerous.
The one thing that you don't know when you look at that scene right there is how deep that water is. Not only that, you don't even know if the road is there.
In Wisconsin, National Guard troops are distributing sandbags to homeowners seeking to protect their homes from the rising waters. Prosecutors in Japan say they will release a Chinese trawler captain whose detention has triggered the worst diplomatic dispute between China and Japan in years. The BBC's Martin Patience says the trawler collided with two Japanese Coast Guard vessels in disputed waters.
The Chinese authorities remain defiant, saying that any legal procedures taken against the captain were invalid. The captain's family said it still wasn't clear when he will return to China. But Beijing will view his release with satisfaction. Since the start of the dispute, the Chinese authorities ratcheted up the pressure in Japan.
The BBC's Martin Patience. A federal judge in San Diego could rule today on a request for an injunction against the Pentagon's policy barring gays from serving openly in the military. The judge previously ruled that policy was unconstitutional. The federal government has argued against the injunction, though saying Congress, not the courts, should repeal the policy. Problems undocking from the International Space Station have forced a delay in the return to Earth of an American astronaut and two Russian cosmonauts. Peter Van Dyke in Moscow reports latches holding the Soyuz capsule to the orbiting outpost failed to open properly.
The head of the Russian space agency said preliminary analysis showed a false alarm signaling a hatch was not properly sealed. Anatoly Pominov said on Russian TV the undocking had been rescheduled for Saturday in order not to take any risks. NASA astronaut Tracy Caldwell Dyson and Russia's Alexander Skvortsov and Mikhail Kornienko have been on the space station since April. They returned to the orbiter from the Soyuz and are reportedly in good shape. It is the second docking-related problem in 3 months after an unmanned Progress supply ship needed 2 attempts to dock in July. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
The Commerce Department says sales of new homes were unchanged last month, but the supply of houses on the market tumbled to the lowest level in 42 years. In another report, the department said demand for U.S. manufactured products has declined down 1.3% because of steep drops in orders for commercial aircraft and cars. Wall Street, the Dow is up 143 points. The Nasdaq is up 33. This is NPR News.
They're not making the skies.
Singer Eddie Fisher has died at the age of 82. He had a string of more than 30 hits starting in the 1950s, including this one, Wish You Were Here. His career never rebounded, though, after his divorce from movie star Debbie Reynolds and his marriage to Elizabeth Taylor. The founder and CEO of social networking giant Facebook is expected to announce a $100 million gift of stock to the public school system in Newark, New Jersey today. But Nancy Solomon reports there's a string attached.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg apparently has no connection to Newark, but he reportedly met Mayor Cory Booker at a conference, and the two have been discussing the donation for some time. The pair will appear with Governor Chris Christie on Oprah today to announce the $100 million gift. The 26-year-old Facebook founder is reportedly worth $6.9 billion, and an unflattering fictional movie about him will be released next week. Newark schools have been under state control for 15 years, and the deal is said to involve an agreement by the governor that Mayor Booker will now run the district. Newark is New Jersey's largest city, and its school's operating budget is $800 million a year. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.
Facebook is blaming a software flaw for the crash of the popular social networking site yesterday. The problems lasted for about 2.5 hours. Facebook says an automated system that was supposed to correct the problem ended up causing more damage than it fixed. Some Facebook users vented their frustrations on competing network service Twitter. Facebook has 500 million users. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR.